might say I am strong. And prosperity, let the poor say I am rich. Oh, it's a new season coming to me. Lift your voices and say it. Yeah.
It's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
It's blowing my way.
It's blowing my way.
Can you stand it tonight? It's a season of
power
and prosperity.
It's a new season.
Hey everyone. It's a new season.
It's
a new day.
Hey
guys, we're dropping a new episode. This is an episode, season four.
Yeah,
season four. Matt with Elaine and the Omar Truth.
Hello, people.
We have some great content for you on today.
Hey.
We talk about our rants. We talk about
overrated, underrated.
Overrated, underrated. We have world's worst cars.
Yes.
And it's a new season, y'all. We're excited to bring this to you. Again, like, subscribe, share. And
And subscribe, share,
subscribe,
follow.
Subscribe, yes. Mm-hmm. And we love you all.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy this. And until next time, we're out.
Bye.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Matt with Elaine and the Automotive Truth. I'm Matt Pollard.
I'm Elaine Pollard.
We're alive.
Hello, people.
Hello, people.
Hello. We are here and we are here.
And we are here.
Yeah.
We are there. We are here. YouTube world, what's up?
We're back.
We have new ventures. New business ventures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
But.
Go ahead.
We have to do overrated, underrated.
Okay.
We have to do that
All
first.
Right. It's season four, right?
Season four.
It's a new season.
It's a new season.
Mm-hmm. It's a new day.
It's a new day.
What do we got? What do we got for overrated?
It's the vacation edition.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We've been gone for we've had a very good vacation.
Now it's hustle time.
My goodness. Okay. So we'll get into all that in a little bit, I guess. But let's start with overrated and underrated vacation edition. First one, honey. Go ahead.
Camping. That's tough. I think it's underrated.
It is underrated. I agree with you.
I like it. I think it's great.
I agree.
But I don't think it gets the placement it should.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people aren't into bugs and into nature.
So rent a camper.
Yeah. Well, they have this
thing. It's not naked and afraid.
They have this thing called glamping where, you know, you're really in like a nice cabin, and you know, when there's mosquito nets and all that. I remember when we used to go camping with your mom. I absolutely loved it. See, a Puerto Rican like me growing up in the hood never went camping.
That's true.
Until I met Matt Pollard.
Yes.
And his family, and they had a campground up in Nelson's campground in in Sharon, Connecticut, it was that place. Anyways, there was a campground, and Mama Sharon and Pops had a camper that they had set up there, and it was absolutely beautiful. And we had campfires and ate s'mores, and it was more like glamping because the camper was, you know, equipped with refrigerator, kitchen, and everything.
Campers have all your necessities.
Yeah,
in them.
Yeah, their bed, they had kind of like a little master bedroom, and then the kids had like their own little nooks that went into the walls with little beds. It was pretty cool. And then where Matt and I slept were on
we rented a camp
on the I remember that time too. Yeah, that was more like a trailer.
That was like a double wide.
That thing was huge. But anyways, Matt's mom's trailer was small, and we slept on it was the kitchen table. It turned into a bed.
Yeah, the table would go down, the couches would come out. Yeah,
but I loved it, and then there was a lake there, and you could go fishing and swimming, and it was awesome.
So is it overrated or underrated?
Yeah, oh my God, it's underrated. Okay. Because I loved it. I mean, for me, that's my opinion. What's our opinion? It's our show, our opinion.
I think it's underrated. Even though Camping World is like $7 billion
industry. I said underrated, right? I said underrated.
Yeah, you said underrated.
Okay, yeah.
If not, say it again.
I believe it's underrated.
I believe so too. but Marcus Mariota would tell you that it's properly placed.
Yeah.
Or Mariota. Marcus Lemonis.
Yeah,
he owns
yeah.
Camping
World. That's right, that's right.
It's a $7 billion in business.
Yeah, that guy
Whatever.
Knows, that guy knows what he's doing. He's the prophet on is his show still on? His show
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was on what was it on?
NBC.
It was on NBC
business
or something.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah. It was called The Prophet. And
he would buy up all the little businesses.
Yep, he would go into people's businesses, whatever it was, a bakery, automotive, whatever it was.
Boutiques.
Yeah, and he would make it better, and he would buy them or help them or whatever the case would be, and then he would go back and visit months later and see how their revenue was.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Yeah, it was a great show. We watched it all the time. Learned a lot from it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Learned a lot from it. All right, next vacation edition, overrated, underrated. Beach resorts.
I think they're overrated.
Oh, my God. Really? Overrated?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I guess. See, I love a beach.
I just think they're way too overrated.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. You're right. I love a beach resort. Like, you know, the Rio Grande where we used to go all that time.
Yeah, in Puerto
Rico. That resort was absolutely amazing. And we went a few times for a couple of years with the kids and
stuff. Yeah,
so
that's
forth.
Our spot.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And it's just grand. You have to go there.
Yeah, it's right on the water.
Right on the water, yep. Right next to the Luquillo Beach.
Away from tourists.
Yeah, which is it? Yeah, it's actually away from San Juan and all the touring areas, so it's a really nice place. But yeah, you're right. It gets expensive because just because it's beach resort doesn't mean that it's all inclusive unless you pay for
it. Unless you pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. So it could get a little costly if you go with your children also. All right, next one, honey.
Cruise ships.
Oh, we agreed. Beach resort was overrated. Overrated. Yeah. Mm.
Cruise ships? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe properly placed?
Okay. Because
I don't know. My mom likes cruises, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does. We've never been on a cruise ship before, but I thought to add it to the.
But I think the fact that it's all inclusive is really cool.
Yes. So, oh yeah, that's true too. Yeah. Yep. For those who enjoy buffets, you know, because that's kind of like. A lot of what it is buffets, right?
Yeah.
I would like to go on one of those Disney cruises.
I don't want to do anything Disney. They don't like my pronoun.
Oh, God. We gonna go there. We gonna go there soon. Let's finish overrated and underrated.
I ain't giving Disney any of my money.
Let's finish this segment first, man.
More
slow down.
Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
Slow down, honey. We're gonna get to that too.
We're all rookies. They're hitting microphones.
Yeah,
bing,
sorry.
Boom, boom,
sorry.
Boom. Sorry.
It's me getting a little handsy. So cruise ships are properly rated?
Yeah, I would say
proper rated. And of course, I know what Matt's going to say about this, but Disney, the last one we have is Disney World Amusement Parks. Well, I'm going to say that it's properly rated, right? Because I'm thinking of the children. One, we'll get into it later, but I don't agree.
I think it's overrated.
With Disney's situation right now, but we'll talk about that.
If you look at the parents on the flight down to Disney,
yeah,
they're all excited and everything,
yeah.
And now on the flight home, they're miserable.
Yeah, well,
they checked your bank account.
I did. That's why you got to pay for everything up front. When Ruben was about 8-9 years old, we went together to Disney World, and I paid everything in advance, the food, the hotel, and everything, and we had a wonderful time, except it's a little tiring, you know. And I did feel like a little kid. I was young too. I was only in my early 20s back then. But
wow,
we were trying to get so much in before the week was over. You definitely need more time.
That's how they get you.
Yeah,
so you go back.
Yeah, exactly. But the Magic Kingdom, the Animal Kingdom, the Universal Studios, all that stuff was something to see. It was just, it was truly magical. I mean, the rides we got on and so real and so taking your kids to a place like Disney, you know, politics aside and all the other stuff, it's really. It's really properly placed, I would say. Because
we went, but it was for the clubs.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. We did go. Yeah. We went when we went to Francis' house one 4th of July week or something
like
that.
Yeah, we went to the clubs.
We went to the strip on Universal, I think it was. Was it?
I don't know.
But we went to we went bar hopping over there back in the ditty days when we did our dang-a-dang. All right. So that's it for overrated and underrated, honey. Uh-huh.
Now it's your
Where
turn.
Where are we going? Where are we going? Where are we going? You got the buttons right?
No.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Here we go. It's been a while. We're a little rusty.
I know. You think I would have...
You got to bear with us. Go ahead and try them. All right. That's rants. Called a rant. That's the rant theme song or jingle or whatever.
Because that's your favorite part.
Yeah. All right. I do have a rant. I had a bunch of rants, you know, all piled up. 2 months is a long time.
That's a lot of rants.
They've accumulated, but I picked one. I just picked one.
All right. What'd you pick?
So... We're living in a day now that, you know, the community that's loud and proud,
okay,
right, is kind of taking over, you know, every
what's because they want area, to vote
every area, yeah, of the world. I call it a spirit, and that spirit has taken over territories in the United States. But anyways, I'm having an issue with you telling me what to call you, right?
Correct.
I'm having an issue with this pronoun stuff. I'm sorry. I got to tell you, this is the automotive truth. I'm going to tell you that I don't think you are going to convince me to call you other than what you are.
What you are, correct.
Yeah. So for the last 700 years, we've used the English language.
Do you know what started screwing this all up? Is what? When they came out with this Ebonics.
Well,
telling you that, hey, you can change the English language. You can change this.
It's true, because you know what? They made a dictionary, but that was way before. I mean, I don't
Yeah, think, but it created an avenue.
I think you have a point. I think you have a point on there. I want 100% agree with it, but I think you have a point. But we've have the, in the English, proper English language, the he, the she, the her, identifying people. You know,
my motherland.
Identifying people, even Ebonics, you know, we identify people properly. You know, it wasn't used in such manner where, you know, we can't call you what you are. And now people are getting upset. Now, I can't help it. You know what I mean? Like that I'm sorry. Like, people are truly getting upset because you're not calling them with the pronoun that they want to be called by. You know, mom and dad gave you a name. You should get mad at them.
God gave you a name.
Yeah, God gave you a gender and a name. Amen. But let's keep it to the family circle. Mom and dad gave you a name, right? You choose to change a name. All right, that's your choice. But why do we have to make that choice?
Yeah,
I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair.
It's like you going from Rodriguez to Pollard and getting upset because they don't call you Pollard.
Right. Who cares? Exactly. But anyways, they're pushing this agenda, and they're pushing it on all different cartoons, and we've been talking about this forever. But now, I mean, it's getting to the fact that we have to call people that. So let's talk about what happened today, Matt. Let's talk about what happened today real quick in my way.
Yeah, I don't know how she didn't see this.
So I go into this place because, and I'm going to name the name, Bed Bath & Body. Yeah, that's not Bed Bath & Body. Body Works, one of those spray places where you get candles and body sprays or whatever. I can't even think of the right name for it today.
Bath & Body Works?
Wasn't it? Yeah, something like that.
Whatever.
Yep. Anyways, that store. We walked in and we actually had a problem with because they made us put masks on when the mandate was over. Anyways, but so we go in there. And the reason why I went in there is because I had spent money years ago before this spirit started taking over the whole United States and world. I bought these little wallflowers that work really good. Like the Glade plug ones. Yeah, and I had gotten one from a gift from a friend of mine. And so I always go there to buy the actual, because that's the only place you can go is there to actually smell them. I don't want to order them online because I don't know what I'm
getting. Yeah, the product.
Right, and I don't know what they're smelling like. So I like going to the store. Anyways, I buy one or two because I only have two of them. But so I go in there. I go in there first. We had done a Target run, so Matt went after and met me in. There we go in, and I go into the cash register, and we're paying, and I notice the little girl has a hand sanitizer. It's all blinged out in the shape of a ghost, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute. I love your little, you know, hand sanitizer, or your little ghost is what I said to her. And so Matt wants to tell me something. He was like, wait, I'll tell you when I get outside. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. So we get outside and go ahead, honey. Tell me what
they
what,
have
what.
Their pronouns under their name.
On their tags, y'all.
On their name tags.
On their tags. Come on. Now I'm buying at the store, and also I'm
we're at Target. One girl sitting down at the register.
Well, honey, I don't know if that, because she was
people walking around with masks everywhere. Yeah. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah. Well, this is the world we're living in, y'all. I just find
I hope the plague takes y'all out.
Listen, yeah, I do. You do what you want to do. You do what you want to do. Matt, help. Lord, help.
Keep it out of Texas.
I'm not going to tell him to shut up. He's got his own opinion, so he can do what he can say
show.
And do.
I'll say whatever
and,
I want.
Yeah, he can say whatever he wants. And if y'all don't like it,
that's don't listen.
Bad. Don't listen. But anyway, yeah, you know, this is the world that we're living in. You know, I was getting to, you do what you want to do. Go
that's
ahead
right.
and do what
do
you
want to
do. I'm not knocking you. Go ahead. I pray for you, you know, and I pray to God that you be delivered.
That's our thing on everything.
But this is my thing. Don't. Make me don't push me to don't get upset, okay? Just like if I introduce Jesus to you, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You're gonna get upset with me. Don't give me that, blah, 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 blah. Well, it goes both ways. So, you know, respect me, I respect you, but don't push me into that.
Don't tell me what I have to do.
Don't push me into that agenda, because it ain't happening this way. And that's my rant, y'all. Okay. Let's go.
it's us as Bible and Constitution.
That's it.
That's our path to life, is those things.
That's it.
So we started a hotshot trucking company.
Yes, we did, and among many other things.
Yeah,
but
so we have a rental car company. We have a hotshot trucking company.
Yes.
So we were looking to buy another truck.
Yes.
So this ties into like automotive. So we're looking to buy another truck.
Wait, are you ranting?
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
So we're looking to buy another truck to increase our fleet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a used truck, it's probably almost $70,000, because you need a 3500, we need a dually, because we want to, you know, get a bigger trailer and haul
more
freight
cars,
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, wait a second. So the bigger trailer is $26,000. The truck is almost $70,000.
Mm-hmm.
So then today we're having lunch, you know, at our spot, the Texan Cafe. And I was like, hun, why don't we just buy an 18-wheeler?
Yeah.
She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, the truck is $40,000 and a used trailer is $8,000.
Yeah.
We can triple our income.
It makes sense.
Triple our income buying an 18-wheeler.
It makes sense.
You know what I mean? So like, this economy is killing all kinds of businesses.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
And then they're like, oh, people don't want to move freight. People don't want to pay the price to move the freight.
That's right.
Because we're on all these load boards and we're looking at the prices of stuff. People want to pay $300 to move something 1,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
That won't even cover fuel.
Yeah, that's right.
So then you got the labor of loading your car and driving and hours and government laws and all this stuff. It's like, don't say nobody's there to move the freight. You all don't want to pay to move the freight, but you want to increase the price of everything.
Yeah.
So, vote.
Okay. All that to say.
We have to fix this. This is.
All that to say. Well, y'all, going back to what Matt said, we're diving into new endeavors, and we're looking into a lot of this stuff, you know, because we want to benefit our family. You know, we want to live in this godforsaken country. I mean, this is God's country, and the money is there for us to grab, but people are taking advantage.
Yes.
They're taking advantage of all these avenues that have been given to Americans to prosper and to do well on their own, not making somebody else money, you know, not to continue to live or work under one person. Like, we're people that want to do and
more,
be want to do more and want to
I
want to
give back too.
Give back, and we want to prosper in an Arduin. How do you be self-sufficient? That's what the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
We want to be self-sufficient, but it's it's kind of hard, you know. Although we serve a mighty God that's going to change everything around for us, because he gives us favor. He's given us such favor, even in all new endeavors right now. I mean, if I start telling you, I won't stop talking, because he has done great things.
Amazing things.
I mean, we have left the workplace, as you heard him say. We have left the idea of working under other people, and we are doing the damn thing, even though we're trying to do bigger things, and it's taking a little toll, you know, not a little toll, but it's taking a little bit longer to get to, as Matt just explained. But things have to change in this country. You can do it. You can do it. Listen, you that are watching or listening, you can do it. You can, whatever it is that you're working on, whatever it is that you're dreaming of to do, you can do it. Save your money and put your money into those things, and you can do it. Don't let nobody stop you.
So our pastor was saying, you know, do your pros and cons. Mm-hmm. And then he said, sometimes you have to lean towards the cons.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? You're right. Everybody tells me I can't do this. Oh, you need to get a job. Like, the school system doesn't teach you how to be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And God, they don't even get into today's school system.
Yeah.
They don't teach you how to do anything.
The cons will push you.
To do, correct.
Yeah.
You know, even my mom, she's like, oh, you're stupid to go into business. Yeah, well, okay, now I'm going to do it even more.
Well, not only that, but listen, when you believe in God and when you trust in the Almighty One who breathes air into you every single day, and you trust to get up from that bed every day,
with the mindset of Christ, that really pushes you.
There's no stopping you. The mind of Christ, knowing that you have the Almighty on your side, and you know, those that don't serve God and don't seek His kingdom first, well, you know, they might fail. They might fail that way, but with the strength, one, and with our zeal and our drive, we can do this, and we are doing it in the name of Jesus.
Because
we're
Jesus
doing it
can
right
change
now.
The mind of man.
That's it.
So,
and that's how His people get favor.
That's how we get favor. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Let's go into some stories, honey.
Yeah, sure.
I got some stories, y'all. I got some stories. Well, first I want to talk about our first trips and our first drive up to Montana.
Jeez, that was far. We were an hour from Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. I mean,
I wish we could have taken more time on that trip. It just we had to be back by Friday. Yeah. That's all. Now we do whatever we want. We mess around.
God has opened some doors, y'all. Even we met this gentleman with these ATV racks, Matt hooked up with him. And I mean, oh, God is so good.
Yeah. So if you're all in the market for a UTV ramp that goes in the back of your truck, you know, hit us up.
Yeah.
We know the owner. We'll take care of you.
Yep, exactly.
We'll even take care of your delivery fees.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Because that's our department. We are the delivery company for the Ramp Tech. So
it's absolutely wonderful to just be on your own and drive and see
these amazing,
wonderful places and meet new people, you know, business people, business-minded people. It's really a privilege. I'm so glad that we did what we did.
Elaine's like, hey, the Grand Canyon's around here. And I'm like, yeah, it's right there. And she's like, oh, my God.
When we were coming down,
we went there by mistake, actually.
Yeah. When we were coming down, cutting through Arizona.
I forgot to plug the lights in on the trailer, so we had to take a detour. I had to fix the trailer in the middle of a parking lot. But that's how we ended up in the Grand Canyon, because we had to go find somewhere in the middle of, what was that, Utah? I don't even remember now.
Yeah, we were in Utah, yeah.
And, we ended up by the Grand Canyon.
We're coming down these wonderful, these mountains.
Colorado was
and
crazy,
these,
though.
These boulder things. And the more we get closer to Arizona, the more red the rock gets. And the more, I don't know.
You can tell where you are by the color of the dirt.
Yeah. And it was just, I was like, wait, this looks like the Grand Canyon. I mean, and sure enough, we were just maybe 2 hours away from the Grand Canyon. Montana. Let's go back to Montana.
Okay, sorry.
The trees are
huge,
enormous. I mean, we come from
Yellowstone over there.
We come from Connecticut, where there's trees and pine trees, and you know, New England
forest.
Nothing like this, Montana.
No.
My God, those trees were at majestic. I mean, just as tall as you can see. Like, they were taller than the mountains.
Huge trees.
It was really something to see.
It was beautiful.
So coming down the highway, we were back in Texas, I think, when this happened. There's this lady, and she's driving on the side of us, and they're like beep beep beep. I don't even know how long they've been beeping for, because I had headphones on, and Matt's, you know, listening to his podcast on the way down, and this lady's beeping the horn, and I'm like, what is happening? When I look over, the lady's holding up a sign saying that we're dragging the ramp on the trailer.
Yeah, we rented a trailer. Yeah. Oh, this thing was a piece of junk.
That was the first time. That was before we bought the trailer.
The bolt broke that hold it on. It was a piece of junk.
Yeah, it was. I can't believe we took that drive. But we did it, yo. We did it. It was dragging, and I don't even know how long it was dragging for, but the lady's holding up the sign, and we're like, thank God.
That was the second time the bolt broke.
Yeah. Thank God.
The first time it was on the way back from Dripping Springs.
Yeah. Well, leads me to the question. Has that happened to anybody before? I know me and Matt have driven down the highway, and we've seen, right, many things,
yeah,
honey.
Oh, my goodness.
What we've seen? We've seen somebody's hatch open as they're driving. They have no idea.
Doors open on tractor trailers.
Yep. Or oil leaking.
We were sitting at a drive-thru one day, and the oil is just like they double-gasketed the oil filter or something. And she's like, the lady just said, I just left JV Lou. I'm going right back. And she's like, you might not want to drive your car.
Yep. I mean, what do you do when you see, or a flat tire, right? When you see people and they're riding, their tire is really, really low. And you're like, hey, your tire.
Tell them their brake lights are out. I don't care. Everything. I'll tell anybody. I don't care. So back to the flat tire thing. This is many years ago. I'm driving home from, I don't remember when, but I was coming up 95. And I had to meet Louie for something. Oh, Greenwich. Okay, I was at Lexus. I was giving him his paperwork to come to Lexus. And I got off the highway, met him in Milford, and then I see a state trooper in a car. And it was a lady with a flat tire. It was a young girl. I was like, hey, do you mind if I change your flat tire? And the cop's like, I don't care. And I'm like, hey, listen, I work for Lexus. I gave him my business card and stuff. So I go to help her. It was Christmas Eve. And she tries to give me money. I'm like, I don't want any money. And then I go inside. She opened my door and threw like $60 on my seat.
Here you go, kid.
Yeah, I'm get like, some I don't coffee. Want any money. But I try to help people. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do? What do you do? Send us a comment or send us a story or something.
Yeah.
What
we
do you
know.
Do when do you stop
when
people?
When you see something.
Yeah. Do you say something when you right? When you see something,
you
do
see
you
something,
say something?
Say something.
I mean, you could be saving somebody's life for God's sake.
That ramp could have went through someone's windshield.
Yeah, I remember seeing commercials. So I've never seen anybody, but I've seen commercials and stuff like that where it's happened, or even stuff on YouTube, and I don't know if it's real or not, or on social media, where people are driving and the gas hose is still...
Oh, I've seen people rip them out of the gas hose.
Yeah, and it's still hanging on. They have no idea.
No clue.
That they've taken off. I mean, that's something. I've yet to see something like that, but that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I've seen them rip them out. I used to work at a Shell gas station when I was little, during the overnight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, these drunk people imagine. Come in. It was a 24-hour gas station.
I could imagine what you see in those wee hours of the night. The weirdness.
Well, one of my friends was a tattoo artist, so
God.
Be amazed at what I've seen.
All right, where are we going next? Some more stories? What do you want to hear?
I want to talk about this TikTok documentary.
Oh, yes.
Watched this documentary, and then Joe Rogan came out with that.
You got to be informed about this situation, man. You have to be informed.
Dude, this girl, the star of the TikTok documentary, is the girl from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
She dropped out of school. She's like, I'm a full-time TikToker.
Yep, making tons of money.
And her parents are like, it's a little weird. She makes more than us a day than we do in a month.
Yep. But the situation why we watched it before.
Because we want to market on it, but not anymore.
Right. We wanted to. We looked into it, and then thank God. You see how God opens the eyes of us right before we considered opening up a TikTok account and doing that is when this all came out, because we don't read the fine line. The young people are young people.
Yeah, you just hit accept, scroll,
accept.
Young people
do not pay attention to the fine print. They do not pay attention to what's happening in this world when it comes to other countries, and other things that are happening all around the world.
Yes,
by downloading their I'll be honest with you, I downloaded it at the very first time when it came out, and I watched videos. I never made any videos or anything like that, but I did download it. Once you download it, they have you. they got your information. They get your information, and this is, you're giving information to foreign countries who are not in cahoots with our country, who you have to be very careful, you know, what information they use. Go ahead, honey, you wanted to say
something. No, I was going to say, rolling that other countries into this basketball girl who's in jail begging for United States now that she was kneeling for the national anthem.
You know, Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner is she's a
I didn't even know about this story.
WNCA.
That's so far out I am right now.
A women's basketball player. She was playing overseas in Russia, and they found the weed pens.
This war can't be too bad if they're playing basketball in Russia.
They found weed pens or vape cartridges or whatever you call those things in her belongings. And so they incarcerated her. They arrested her and put her in a jail.
I guess cannabis isn't legal in Russia.
And they did not give her no, what do you call that, a bond or whatever. That stuff don't work like that overseas.
Nope.
It just don't work like that.
Well, if there's a law, there's a law.
Yeah, you gotta, they don't play around. And so they prosecuted her very
quickly. 9 years or something?
Yeah, they prosecuted her really quickly. That just happened not so long ago. And here it is, 9 years. They gave this young lady 9 years in a Russian prison. This is not a nice fitted prison up in the boonies of Connecticut. This is a Russian prison where this young lady is right now. And it's a shame, you know, that it's happening. But you know what happens, right? When you... You don't bite the hand that feeds you. You know what I mean? Not that the United States is not going to do anything with. I'm sure that they're working on trying to get this young lady out.
Yeah.
But she was one of the ones that was very adamant and not standing up for the flag, and
that's
very
right.
adamant and saying that she didn't like her country and
you
all
love your
this
country
stuff.
Now, huh?
And you see what happens, y'all. You see what happens. You got to be very careful. Stuff will come back and bite you in the dupa.
what do they call it? Karma, right?
They call it karma. I call it Jesus. I call it being disobedient. That's what I call it. Yeah, so this young lady, I pray to God that something happens and that she does get, because even though, you know, we live in the United States and we have the pleasures of states being legalizing marijuana, you know, you got to remember that this is everywhere else is not America. It is not America. And so it's
that's what you all want to do. This you're trying to make this country like that.
I feel bad with your
communism.
I feel bad
nonsense
for the minds of the young people that think that way.
Next week we're all going to watch a video and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's going to be next show that drops.
Yeah.
Cuz
you got to see what I'm just to touch a little bit on it. Just the young people of our day, and we're just looking at videos from YouTube and research that we've done. A lot of these, and almost every single one that they've interviewed, just out in the beach or out in the mall or
wherever they are,
don't even know who George Washington is. I mean, it's unbelievable. You think I'm joking? Look it up. They don't know who George Washington is. They don't know who the president.
They don't know how many presidents we've had.
They don't know how many stars are on the American flag. They don't know what when we got our independence or from who we got our
And you can't say, "Well, it's just that one person," because it was like 20 people.
These things are important. They're important. They're the history of our country. It's what made us. It's what. All right, I should have made that a rant.
God, well, that's the next episode.
All right, anyways, moving right along.
You go to World's Worst Cars.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to the World's Worst Cars.
Yes, we got to keep some automotives in this. I wanted to rebrand and drop the automotive. That was me.
Well, I didn't.
She wouldn't rat me.
I don't.
You should leave a comment. Should it just be Matt Witherlane?
No, I like the automotive
and the
truth.
And the nonsense truth.
It's where we come from. It's our background, you know. And y'all, there's so much to come. My God, I want to say it, but I'm not going to say it all yet.
Yep.
But the endeavors that
we'll
have
going. Let's
just
say it's going, still
building. Yeah, yeah. To God be the glory for great things that he's doing in our lives. So
all this we're doing now is... So all this was in the works while we were still working.
Like, yeah.
We didn't plan to leave. We planned to just have these businesses as we were still working.
Exactly. Certain situations that we won't talk about pushed us even harder to do what we needed to do for our family and for our livelihood.
Yes.
Certain things
the
don't
Bible work. Says prepare for your children's children and we need to set up for our children's children.
That's it.
While you're looking there, so I got home from my, you know, I've been on the road. So I came home. I just sat down. I think it was Wednesday because I wanted to go to church. So I rushed back. I probably did a 12-hour loop that day. And I just sat on the couch. The doorbell rings. Bing. I'm like, what the heck?
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I was playing with Luna. I was like, watch him, Luna, watch him. And all of a sudden, the doorbell rang. I didn't even see anybody coming.
Yeah.
And she was going nuts. And then the doorbell rings. I look out. It was this young Spanish kid. I was like, what's up, bud? You okay? He's like, hey, I was just wondering if I can do some work for you. Can I wash your car? Can I mow your lawn? Can I do this? I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, I don't have any cash on me. Do you have Cash App, anything like that? He's like, no. He goes, I'm not even old enough to have a bank account. I'm trying to help my mom.
Young man, willing to work. Go ahead.
I said, help your mom? Why? What's wrong? He goes, oh, we need to pay rent. Today's the last day for rent.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry, kiddo. I don't have any cash. I'm like, give me your phone number. Here's my phone number. I text him. I sat down. He walked to the next neighbor's house, rang the doorbell.
Holy Spirit was working on that. Your Holy Spirit was tugging on him.
So I text him. And Erlene's like, hey, he's texting someone. I'm like, yeah, me. And I'm like, how much do you need? And he's like, it's a lot, sir. And I'm like, what do you need? And he sends me it. I'm like, I get up. Erlene's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to the bank. I grab my wallet, grab my gun, grab my keys, get in the car. I go, I don't go anywhere with my pistol. I'm sorry. I pull the money out. I see the kid walking. I say, hey, meet me at the house. He's like, all right. He walks back over here. I grab two bottles of water. I hand it to him. I talk to him. I pray for him. And I hand him the money. And he's like, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, listen, I'm going to need you someday. Keep your phone on. You need me, call me. I need you, I'll call you. I gave him the money and I prayed for him. And
yeah, I just can't tell you how much I love my husband. He is just that's just who he is. I mean, he is the heart of him, you know. I thank God for a husband like mine, y'all, and I'm gonna brag on him every chance I get. He's great, y'all. I mean, the young man was pushing a lawnmower through their neighborhood, knocking on people's doors. Yep. And young kid, I mean, like you said, he wasn't even old enough to have a bank account.
Yeah.
Trying to help his mother pay the rent. And, y'all, it wasn't thousands of dollars. He could have said, listen, I need $3,000. I need $5,000. It was just a few hundred dollars he needed to help. My God. As I looked at him out the window and I see him, he's got his tore up sneakers on, you know, he's ready to go to work, you know. And he even told Matt, you sure you do you want me to come back? And Matt's like, oh, it's okay. But, you know, make sure that you keep your phone on, because, listen, that's a type of young man you want to hire. That's a
yes.
type of man that you want to he is willing to work to take care of his family, whatever it takes. The kid was just walking around and it's 110 degrees
yeah,
outside,
it's hot, man.
And he's knocking on door to door trying to make money to help his mom, not to buy the latest Jordans, not to buy the latest whatever
iPhone or AirPods,
exactly,
or
to help his mother with the rent. And it was just, it was amazing, and I thank God. I thank God for that. I give God the glory and my
too.
Husband props for listening to the Holy Spirit.
I ask God for stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Like, God, we get into business for you. We do this for you. Like,
yeah.
You know, people are incarcerated and go to church and find Christ, and they can't even get a job.
Yeah, that's true.
You can, yeah, look, I'll pay for your CDL and jump in my truck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on, load free. Here, wash a car.
Yeah.
You know, okay. We have another venture. You can go do this. Like,
and he prayed for him. He introduced him to Jesus. I mean, all right, let's get to
this big scruffy mean guy. Tattoos, spiky hair, beard. No, I had my don't tread on me hat.
He's a teddy bear.
I am a teddy
he's
bear.
He's a teddy bear. All right.
Okay.
So my car.
World's worst cars. Let's pick a button.
Okay.
A, B, C, or D.
Whatever you want, because I don't. Oh,
worst cards. There you go.
Yeah, that's good. That's
all
good.
All right, what are we junking on today?
This, ladies and gentlemen, is called the Bugatti Royale. Yeah, the Bugatti Royale
Bugatti.
Was made from 1927 to 1933, and for YouTube followers,
it's a beautiful car.
It is a beautiful car. If you see it behind me, right there, it's like one of those great Gatsby.
Troy is always in the perfect spot. Right
great
here.
Gatsby. Cars. Great Gatsby cars. The 1920s were one of the eras that I wished I'd lived in, because
yeah,
I love
too.
all the wear and all the you know the what do you call it?
I would have bought all the property
fashion.
to the train tracks.
Yeah. All the fashion. Were you kidding? You would have been transporting moonshine from state to state. I know you.
Yeah, that's true. That would have been me.
Look at these cars.
And then I would have been a NASCAR star.
Or had a Bugatti dealer.
Beautiful car. All right, so let me read about this Bugatti with great... let me read the...
But why is it in the worst cars?
The specifications. Top speeds of 124 miles per hour. It was pretty fast.
Well, yeah.
If y'all watched the movie The Great Gatsby, I think this is the car that he hit that lady with. I think that's the same car.
Sorry. I'm thinking of The Great Gatsby. They had the meme of Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Oh, my God.
Smashing when he was in his Lamborghini, smashing in it. Sorry.
All right, let's get a bit focus. The specifications of the Bugatti Royale: 124 miles per hour. It's an inline 8 engine. Miles per gallon was 8 miles per gallon.
Not bad for
a gas guzzler.
Yeah. What engine was in this one?
It's inline eight. Yep.
Yeah. Beautiful car, yep. Man.
All right. So with great success on racetracks and a reputation as a fine automobile maker among Europe's bourgeoisie, bourgeoisie.
That's sure.
Ettore Bugatti was regarded as one of the world's finest car makers. The Royal, which was this car,
Volkswagen now, folks.
Was his dream. It was supposed to be the ultimate luxury model that will outshine even a Rolls Royce. Instead, it was unmitigated disaster. The car was massive and unwieldy to drive, and its own exclusive designated 8-cylinder engine displaced a massive 13-liter capacity. Even the richest buyers saw no point in paying asking price of 500,000 French francs. Oh, I had written that somewhere. It was the equivalent of...
Yeah, wasn't it like $10,000 or something you said?
Yeah, I had written down what the 500 franc was. Anyways, y'all can look it up.
I'll look it up while you're doing that.
500,000 French francs, which was enough to buy a palace for a car that only had a use as a symbol status. So despite the great hype surrounding the Bugatti, Bugatti Royale's debut, only six were completed. Only six around the world were completed, y'all. Of those, only half were sold, although the model enjoyed a small amount of fame in 1989 when in the United States, 14 million, it became the most, at 14 million, it became the most expensive car ever sold at an auction. Wow. It says that's a hell of a lot of money to part with for a car that's thoroughly horrible to drive, impossible to get spare parts for, and hideously ugly. I don't think it's ugly.
Yeah, I think it's cute. It's a good-looking car.
From whichever angle you look at it, the writer says it's ugly. Mind you, if you're in the market for a car, you can be sure that the neighbors won't have the neighbors won't have it unless they live on Millionaire's Row, where there's a good chance you can get one. Let's see the little nuggets that it has here about it. The Royals engine in one of the largest was one of the largest ever fitted to production.
What's the ornament on this?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get to that. The straight A was nearly 13 liters in capacity. The huge 20-inch wheels were plated with genuine silver, y'all. That's why it cost so much. Genuine silver. Costing well over 10,000 francs. Did you find out how much 50,000 francs were? 500,000 francs were?
I don't think it was 500,000. Because yeah. 500,000 is $7 million.
It says 500,000 right here. 500,000 French francs. Mm-hmm. And then the wheels were 10,000 French francs to make because they were made in silver.
Oh, it's $509,000.
Okay, wow. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, but that's in 1927. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why nobody bought them. And there's to this day, they're like $3 million cars.
Luxury was definitely the Royals' most distinctive element. The seats were trimmed in ostrich skin, y'all.
Nice.
Ostrich skin.
Wow, Pete is going crazy right now.
And the dashboard, the dashboard had gold-plated edging. So they put some details in this car right here.
Wow.
So the emblem Wait, where did I read that? Oh, right here. It says that Rolls-Royce had its Silver Lady, right?
Yes.
The Jaguar had his Leaping Cat.
That's right.
But Bugatti buyers, though, got to admire the famous, they got to admire the famous Dancing Elephant, which is pretty,
it's pretty cool, actually.
It is cool, but in a sense, it's, there it is, y'all. Oh, it kind of looks like that. Oh, my God. You know what? That's so funny. I wonder if they made it after that. That's a... one of those vintage antique toys.
Oh, that Alan from Alan?
Alan gave me that.
Hi,
toy.
Alan. I miss you, buddy.
I hope you're listening.
I hope I see you on the road someday.
And good luck with your teaching. Oh my God, I'm so happy. His first classroom. He posted it online. All right, so
back, I don't go on social media. Sorry.
Back to the Bugatti Royale here. So this is the emblem for you all on YouTube land, and it looks like it's a dancing elephant, which is kind of awkward. Like it's all like
it fits the Bugatti though.
Does it?
I don't know. It fits the car. The car's big, obnoxious, loud.
It looks like a circus type thing. Well, like
that's what everyone thinks of this automobile.
I guess you're right.
Now it just says Bugatti. Bugatti. So there's two, like you said, Bugatti, which is Volkswagen Audi Group now. Mm-hmm. And then you said Rolls-Royce, which is BMW. So it went from French to German.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
And there you
is there
have
any
it.
Applause buttons here?
Oh, I think it's this one.
Hey,
I got it right.
The Bugatti Royale from 1927 to 1933. And that is one of the world's worst cars.
All right, we're going to have to land this plane here.
Okay, all right. I guess we will.
So, really quick, y'all. So, Carvana. Mm-hmm. Carvana is losing their license one state at a time.
Oh my God, we talked about them last time, didn't we?
Yeah, now they lost it in Illinois.
Oh,
and they're about to lose it in Florida.
Why are they losing licenses so much?
I don't know.
They're doing something crooked. I mean, they're not.
Or the laws are changing in the states. You know what I mean? Like selling cars online, and you know they run everything to Arizona. But I'll read up on that. Yeah, yeah. So now they're about to lose it again. So that's four states already. That's four for me.
So listen, y'all, this is the time, and you know, if I was you, especially if you're a God-fearing person, this is the time for the sons and daughters of the Most High to go get your stuff, trust on God, trust
Correct.
In God. Get your money and invest it in something. Invest it. Let your money make your money for you. Do something. You know, you don't have to continue to be held down by one area or one place where you just feel like you're stuck in. Because believe me, we've been there. And I think just thank God. Thank God that God has opened our eyes and given us the favor and the ability for us to go in and do this podcast. And like, I never imagined in a million years that we even would have social media. Y'all, we just got on social media like
Dude,
2 years
we've been
ago.
We were so old, there wasn't even cell phones. All right, I remember the first text message I got from Erlaine. I'm like, what the heck is this? How did you do that? You had to push the buttons.
Right.
A.
Go to A and B.
Or I. 1, 2, 3. L. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. O. I'm like joking. That's how we used to have to text. Can you imagine?
We've
that?
Come a long way, y'all. We have come a long way. And Matt's like a genius with all this downloading and even doing the podcast and cutting and doing whatever he does. I mean, honestly, he just wang it, y'all.
I did. I still do wing it. And I don't know what the heck I'm doing.
And there's more to come that we're going to do. I want to show those videos because,
we will, but we don't have time.
Yeah, we right now, you know, it's I can't even do automotive laughs, y'all. We talk
right.
so
we can,
much.
We can do more. We don't have to do once a week.
That's true.
We can do twice
That's
a week.
True.
It doesn't matter.
We have all the time in the world to even download even more episodes.
Yeah, we're going to come to you live from our Peterbilt. We're going to do podcasts in there.
Oh, yeah.
I want to read this note Erlaine put in here.
What did I put
in here? She put, don't let anyone tell you that you can't.
Oh.
Don't procrastinate. It just makes it harder and longer process. If you have a gift or something you're just good at, do well. Capitalize on it. Don't say, but I don't love to do that when you capitalize on it. Mm-hmm. And you start to see the fruits of your labor when you will be able to do what you love. And in the end, So many times I tried to get out of this automotive business. So just automotive business that we can't. Yeah, though. That's her thing. But no, I didn't even read it. I just saw this on the bottom of her notes. But I just like the fact she's like, don't let anyone tell you that you can't.
Yeah.
Don't procrastinate. It just makes it harder, which is so true. Mm-hmm. I think we slept on God so many times that we've missed so many opportunities.
It's true.
Then, you know, back in Connecticut, you know, God's telling us to do this and do this and do this, and we didn't do it. And I'm not going to lie, y'all. We moved to Texas. I'm going to put it out there. I think we had $1,000 to our name when we got here.
It's true. We spent all the money in moving.
be putting money down for rent and doing this and fueling three cars and doing this and renting this. And like, I'm not going to lie. We came here with $1,000 to our name.
And renting the houses. Yeah. And rent the house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true.
And then we just built back up. And she's like, oh my God, what do we do? You know, because we had a nest egg again. And she's like, what do we do? I'm like, who cares? We came here with nothing.
Yeah,
we'll just work again. Like, it does not matter.
That's true.
We'll figure it out. That's our saying. We'll figure it out.
That's Matt saying, yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
But you know what? God did it all the way. And he's done it all this way. And, you know, our pastor has been such a staple in our life because he's actually spoken over us. And even back home, the pastors back home have spoken over our lives and have said, you guys need to do this. You guys need to go and do your own thing and stop making everybody else money and do your own business. And y'all... in just a couple of months, we will have the keys.
Amen.
And I'm giving God the glory. And y'all are going to be all seeing it and have a part in it also. We're just
you're our family, man. We bring you along.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for supporting.
Make sure you subscribe and share. We're going to have a nonprofit coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's called ChristianCarsTX.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give cars away to people in need.
Yeah.
So we're going to need your help on this one because, like you said, it's a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
It is a charity. So we're going to need y'all's help on this. We will put more content and stuff out there, but I'm just prepping everyone. We're going to need help on this.
Yeah.
We want to, you know, do things, you know, for the church and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's going to be Christian Cards TX, ChristianCardsTexas.com. And,
it's all for the kingdom of God. All for the kingdom of God, all to lift people up. And when we lift people up, we lift God up. We give him the glory.
It's all for God. It's all from God. And it's
exactly. You know, it's, because God, it's just so many things. So many things that Matt just got up one day and he's been talking to God and asking him about, God, I give me. And he just came out of, honey, I want to do ChristianCarsTX.com. I'm what? Where did you get? Yeah. I've been talking to God. He's been talking to God, y'all.
Yes.
He's been talking to God. And when God gives you something, you're not going to fail.
And then my other saying, she's like, what's your saying? I'm like, God, guns, meat, and potatoes. God's guns, meat, and potatoes.
Pew, pew.
All right, y'all. We got to land this plane. Yeah, all right, we love you. Next time, soon.
Yeah.
Sooner than later.
Sooner than later, yeah. We got to do my cars, my automotive laughs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right, y'all.
Until next time, we love you.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. It's Matt from Matt Weather Lane and the Automotive Truth. Just want to say thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to go to anchor.fm/MattOrLaneAutoTruth for more information, like, subscribe, share, and don't forget, you can leave a voice message there for us. And again, we thank you. Bye.